Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, praise God and welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. Happy Juneteenth, independence from slavery through oppression with the U.S. government and demonic spirits in people. We are going to be dealing with generational curses. This is not controversial. This is biblical. This is in the Bible. And many people have made so many mistakes being under curse, not even knew it. I was one. And I was under curse all the way until I was 40-something years of age when I started understanding generational curses. And I asked my mother, was I born out of wedlock? We're going to be talking about that at 11 o'clock. This is part two we did yesterday. So this is from yesterday. And when you get through with this, come join us at www.livedeliverance.com on part three at 11 o'clock tonight of generational curses. Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries, we are at an 11 o'clock service to cater to our brothers and sisters who's on the east, and I'm sorry, on the west coast. And we are back at a telethon. I want to thank Brother Sammy Osley. My God, God has used this brother to help us. Brother Tommy Vito, I want to thank his mother, T-Ro. I want to thank Sister Durden. Thank you. I want to thank Pastor Rodriguez Baker, Sister Sheila Newborn, Pastor John Durden. I want to thank people who sow seeds to this ministry. I've lost a lot of so-called Christians due to the love of Donald Trump. Born again, tongue talking, deceiving Christians being deceived of Donald Trump. Now, we're talking about generational curses, but I need to get this out. I said this 7 years ago. We're still back at this man. This man is not a Christian, period. And I don't care what these so-called evangelicals are endorsing. That's a big lie, and I can't go for it. I can't sell it. There are two evils, both Democrat and Republicans, but you still got to vote. I don't get in politics because I'm a minister. But you can't vote for Donald Trump. This man has problems, mental problems. He doesn't know God, neither one of them, but I'm not here to judge no one, but please, please, use discernment. He said that when he get in office, he wants to be a dictator for one day. That'd be forever. He's a proudful man, an arrogant man, an ignorant man. 34 counts. He's a convicted felon running for office. A convicted felon. To show you how racist America is, only a white man can do that in this country. There's never been a black African-American man or Indian or Chinese that ran for government as a convicted felony. And it's so sad to see everybody buck up to him and these so-called Republicans. Pitiful and wicked. Both parties I don't like. But Trump sticks out like a sore thumb for me. I've been dealing with this man for 7 years. And I'm going to speak the truth until he gets out the way. Okay? Don't vote for this man. Lots of confusion. Just revenge, revenge, revenge. Let me read something that the Lord put in my spirit. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. Then he said, I will return into my house from where I came out. When he is come, he findeth swept and garnished. Teach three important truths concerning demon possession. Evil spirits desire to return to one formerly person who's been demonized. This man is demonized. Ain't nothing ever came out of him because he's not a Christian. I told that to Shannon Davis, Omega Man Radio, 7 years ago. Oh, the greatest president walked this earth. I called him and told him, you're a fool. Look at you now. You're a fool. I'm on air live right now. I'm on air live. I'm on air live.
Okay. All right.
This man is a fool. an idiot. Evil spirits desire to return to one formerly demonized. Evil spirits cannot return if that person's heart is occupied by the Holy Spirit. Out the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak it. Now, there's something that I want to say before I get into this teaching. A whole nation or society may seek the pleasure of evil to such an extent that the society itself can become demonized. And that's what we got with Donald Trump, with that society. They've been demonized. James Jones, Stonewall Jackson is a good man. This is what a Christian told me, that Stonewall Jackson was a good man. I'm supposed to believe, but there's so much evil going on that it's just outright blunt. We don't need to get involved with that. Don't waste your time and your vote with Donald Trump, okay? Because if you do, you ain't gonna have nothing, because he has no plan. He just wants to get in office for revenge. I personally, not the Lord, but I personally think he ain't gonna make it. But to see this country, how they believe any lie that comes across, you need to know the Bible. Don't put your trust in no politician. Put your trust in the Lord. Amen. Go vote. Make your vote count, but go vote. Now it's time for this teaching. We're talking about generational curses. And curses are very real. I would like to recapitulate myself and give a brief, small, miniature teaching of part one, and then we're going to move on. We said in curses on part one, a curse is the penalty to be paid for the breaking of the law of God. The biblical meaning regarding God's law is the consequences that will occur because of disobedience and rebellion against God's law. That is why we come under curse. Now, the Bible does say that God can curse you. In the book of Psalms, chapter 37, we read verse 22, Psalms 37, 22. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. Do you know that God can curse you and you can be cut off from God? A lot of people don't realize that. And this stuff is very, very real. We ain't talking about money coming unto me now. We don't do that here. And swallowing and swallowing and swallowing. We don't do that either. We don't do no Joel Osteen. It's foolishness. We dealing with curses that can affect your life if you don't obey God. I'm 63 years of age. When I got into the ministry of deliverance. Lord Jesus. Lord have mercy. Let me don't go through this. In the name of Jesus, please, Lord. Lord have mercy. My internet is now restored. Boy, this is the devil. You know, ooh Lord. These demons don't want this out. They don't want this teaching out at all. The devil just got back on air. I bind Satan in the name of Jesus and every demonic spirit that's trying to stop me from teaching this word. I come up against every demonic spirit in the name of Jesus. Boyce and Bouncy, get off this radio station. You will not harass the believers. You will not harass me, and you will not block this teaching. In the holy name of Jesus, we rebuke you. Get away from this radio station and get out of the atmosphere where these signals are going. And Father, we ask that you send angels so I can complete this sermon. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I am 63 years of age. I did not know anything about generational curses until I rededicated my life back to the Lord. And I began doing some serious studying and just learning about curses from Derek Prince Ministries. And then when I got called into this ministry, the Lord told me I was a bastard. And my mother was alive. And I asked my mother, Mama, when y'all had me, were you and Dad married? She said, no, who told you that? I said, the Lord. She said, no, you was born out of wedlock. And I was a bastard. And I had this curse on me from 8 childhood all the way to 41 years of age when I got into the ministry. And I broke this curse from me. And when I broke the curse of the bastard, that's being born out of wedlock, we're going to show that to you. My life totally changed. My life totally changed. A lot of people don't teach about generational curses. It's like only deliverance ministers do it. You won't hear this in an everyday church sermon. You're not going to hear it with T.D. Jakes. He's an entertainer. I've told people that, too. That's an entertainer. You won't hear it from Jesse Duplantis. You won't hear it from Juanita Bynum. It's just talk and entertainment. This stuff is real. A curse is the penalty to be paid for by breaking the Bible and breaking the law of God. You will come under curse. And a lot of people don't realize that God himself can put a curse on you. Psalms 37, verse 22, for such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. You will be cut off from God. You can sin, and you got a free will to do what you want to do. He wishes to be righteous, let him be righteous. He that wishes to be filthy, let him be filthy still. Revelations 22:11. You have a free will. Your free will determine your destiny. Now, if you didn't know, you're going to know now. Because a lot of people say, well, you know, you're going overboard with curses. Curses is all in the Bible. The word bless is in the Bible 430 times, and the word curse over 160 times. Most Christians put themselves under a curse when they have spoken words. We're going to talk about that tonight. Now, I got a lot of this experience when I was a hospital chaplain, and we're going to be going for a long night. So y'all stay in. Don't quit and leave. I know it's late, but I have to do this because we have brothers and sisters in the West Coast that's dying to hear the word of God. It's 8 o'clock for them, and it's 11, and I've been East Coast, and the Lord moved on my spirit. You got to push this up for other people. And those who are on the East Coast, bear with me and stay alert so you can be blessed. And as I begin to get this revelation from the Lord began to show me a pattern of my mother and father. And all of the sins that my father did when I was a young man, I began to do. And I said, something ain't right. You know, my father was an alcoholic. So was I. My father cussed. So was I. My father had a quick temper. So did I. Our fathers have sinned. You bore their iniquities. Now, the only hope that we have into breaking any curse is Jesus of Nazareth. Cursed is he who hangeth on a tree. Christ died that you may not have to keep a curse on you. And some of you don't even know what a curse is. You probably never heard this before. I got people saying, we've never heard this. Well, it is in the Bible, and I'm going to bring it to you as the most simplest way that I can. Stay with me. And as I begin to see my father's sins, me implemented, and then I see my son doing the same sin I did, this thing passes down generation to generation of those that hate God's word, those that hate me, his word. And when you don't know the word of God, you are susceptible to do anything. Amen? Now, here are some curses that may have access in your life. Just look at your mother and father right now as you're listening. Look at their sicknesses in your family bloodline. Look who drinks. There are curses that people that go to jail, and the son in jail and the daughter in jail. There are curses of high blood pressure. Your daddy had, and then the doctor said, well, you're going to be just like your father. You're going to inherit it. And you stupid enough to agree. How can two come together unless they agree? Amos 3:3. Don't believe that. Break the curse. God does not want you to have high blood pressure. God does not want you to have a heart attack. God does not want you to have sugar diabetes. These are curses that destroy bloodline families in the physical and also in the spiritual. Mental or emotional breakdown is a curse. I got a lot of experience being at a hospital when I was a hospital chaplain, the South Fulton Medical Center. I was a hospital chaplain there for about 3-4 years. South Fulton Medical Hospital, chaplain. And I learned a lot about curses being in the hospital. Because I kept seeing so many sickness. I seen the son come in, the daughter, all of them had the same problem. And then the Lord began to open up the scriptures to me, and I got a good glimpse of what this thing is all about. So there are patterns. Look at your mother and father right now. Just examine yourself. Who got high blood pressure in your family? Do you have high blood pressure? Do your mother have it? Who has arthritis in the family? Who has low blood? Who has cancer? My mother's side was packed with cancer. My grandmother died with cancer. My mama had cancer of the lungs. And then on my father's side, it was diabetes. Boy, the devil sure hit two at one. And I began to see my father pass away because of diabetes, my uncle because of diabetes, my daddy's mama because of diabetes, my daddy's cousins, my first cousin, my second cousin. It's the same thing. Keep going and going and going. And I began to see this. And I said, I'm not going to go through this. I'm going to do this the right way. And I hope tonight that you will learn about how to break these curses. Repeated chronic sicknesses is a sign of a curse. I learned this at the hospital when many people would come to me with women who couldn't have children. And I met multiple women who had problems giving birth, and the Lord gave me a revelation to give them, and they broke the curse, and they came back having children at the same hospital, South Fulton Medical Center, where I worked at. A breakdown of family marriages is a sign of a curse. That curse comes when the bloodline opens up a door for sin. Let me say this again. A curse comes when you open up a door for sin. Please turn to Proverbs 26:2. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 2, King James Version. And the King James Version says, as the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. It has to have a cause in your life to bring a curse. Tradition, you Baptist. Your mama was Baptist. Your daddy Baptist. Now you Baptist. That's a curse because you're not going to get the Holy Ghost. They don't believe in speaking in tongues. That's a curse. Financial lack. That's a curse when you don't tithe. A lot of people say, well, I'm in a situation. I don't judge nobody. A person's situation, I just pray for them. But when you don't tithe, you will come under curse. And, you know, when I see people who struggling with that, I don't say nothing to them. I turn them over to the Lord because, you know, they got their own mind made up and there's nothing you can do about it. But when you don't tithe, the Bible says a curse will come on you two times. You're cursed with a curse because your finances is not covered. Accident prone could be a curse too. I witnessed this so many times at South Fulton Hospital. This is when I really know this stuff is real because I worked at a hospital for 3.5 years. And I saw the mother come in with a broken leg. The daughter come in with a broken leg. The father, the cousin, I said, what is it? And the Lord said, it's a curse. So I got this being in a hospital. Patterns in the sin of the flesh opens up doors. Abuse and mistreatment of others brings a curse when a daughter have never seen any love from the father but emulates the father and finds a man just like the father who hit his mother and she gets hit. That's a curse. wandering from one place to another is a curse. Now, here are frequently occurring signs of sin and curses that can go down in a bloodline of a generation of people. Alcoholism, my daddy, my uncle, my cousin, my mama, a little beard, but my daddy more. Cancer, my mama, my grandmama. Emotional abuse, that's a curse. The father talking real negative to the mom, to the wife, and the child hears that and accepts that, and that curse lingers with it, and you go meet the same person, do the same thing. Addictions is a curse. Never thought about that? Anger, the curse of anger is a curse. Violence, control, manipulation, false religion is a curse. Fears of all kinds, idolatry, physical infirmities, pride, rebellion, sexual perversions, witchcraft, occultism, and Satanism opens up a door of curses. Now, here are some curses that may have access in some of our lives. As suicide or unnatural death. I've saw that so many times at the hospital. The Bible says, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. So what brings a curse on a race of people or a bloodline of people is sin. Proverbs 26:2 is the key. As the bird wandering, as the swallow by fire flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. God does not want you to have a curse at all. Now, I'm going to say something that's going to be very controversial, and a lot of people may not believe it. I had one Christian, he was so deep into deliverance, he told me not to talk about politics. He wants to talk about demons, and he left me because I told him that Donald Trump wasn't no Christian. He got mad. I don't want to talk about no politics. We'll talk about demons. Demons are in politics, believe me. Now, this is going to be kind of hard for a lot of you to swallow, but if you want to know the truth, you will get it tonight, because Jesus says, as you know the truth shall set you free, John 8:32. When you are under a pastoral authority spiritually, that pastor, if he's not being led by the Holy Ghost, if you're in a prosperity doctrine teaching such as and swallowing titty ticks and swallowing, there ain't nothing but a curse. Joel Osteen, that's a curse doctrine. I don't know why the woman have a gun and bring it into the, I don't know why. Well, I can tell you why. Demons. These type of doctrines bring a curse, because if I speak to you right now, and I'm not saying what the Holy Spirit is telling me to tell you, do you know a curse can come on me? And I can speak that curse to you? So you got to be careful who you listen to, man. You got to be very, very careful who you are listening to. The Bible warns us that there's no other gospel but one gospel. And the Apostle Paul, he hit it on head when he made this statement. Please turn to Galatians 1:9. Be careful who you listen to. People call me and say, I don't like to be called apostle. So y'all call me Brother Emmett. Too much suffering. I mean, I'm a humble man. I'm sent to do radio. I don't like the titles. Brother Emmett is fine. When I looked at this and I start seeing God kept showing me how this thing works, do you know a pastor can speak a curse on you if it's not coming from the Holy Ghost? That's dangerous. Paul says that there's no other gospel. In Galatians chapter 1, verse 9, 1, he says, Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. And all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia, grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Now watch this. Verse 4. Who gave himself for our sins that he might, the word might is based on your free will, deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So it is and so it shall be. That's what amen means. I marvel that you are so soon removed. Now watch the curse. From him that call you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. And that gospel is the prosperity gospel. Now this is in the Bible. Apostle Paul said this. This is scriptural. Galatians chapter 1 verse 6. I got people knocking on my door, but praise God, they had this knock. Galatians chapter 1 verse 6. I marvel that you are so soon removed from what? The holiness of God and God's pure word. But you got to be careful who you're listening to. Removed from him that call you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Now watch this. Which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. T.T. Jakes is perverting the gospel of Christ. Creflo Dollar is perverting the gospel of Christ. Joel Osteen is perverting the gospel. It's a curse. It leaves out the ministry of deliverance. It leaves out sanctification. It leaves out justification, reconciliation. It leaves out the grace of God. It leaves out the prophetic, and it's bringing the easy. Everything's going to be, if you ever listen to Joel Osteen, you'll never have a problem. And Jesus never said that in the Bible. It is another Jesus. It's another gospel that bring curses on you because God hasn't endorsed that gospel. Paul says here in Galatians chapter 1, verse 8, notice I'm giving you scripture as I talk. I'm not teaching you nothing that's not in the Bible. So I'm God got me because I'm coming out the word. I don't twist the word just for you to believe a lie. I'm not going to do that. According to Galatians, I've been doing this 15 years and always have given you scripture and reference when I speak. I am not going to go to hell to mislead any of you. He that teaches to be judged more stricter, not on my watch. In Galatians chapter 1, verse 8, the Bible says, but though we are an angel from heaven, this is even for an angel in heaven, preach any other gospel unto you, than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. So as I said, they are teaching you a cursed gospel. It's not the complete gospel of Christ. T.T. Jakes, swallowing. Joel Osteen, Jesse DePlantis, Juanita Bynum, Kenneth Copeland, pimps. Crooks, they're going to burn in hell because they don't teach nothing but prosperity. Now, when you say the word prosperity, you can't define God only with monetary money from a dollar bill to have slaves on us in America, and you call that holy. All of them own slaves, American dollar. And people teach that gospel to get this piece of paper, this note, that have ungodly men on it, most of them are Masons. How in the world that can be of God? It's not. And Paul warns, but though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel, I will preach the gospel that comes out the Bible. If I can't quote the scripture and verse to you, it is not of God. And people can twist the word too. And they're very wonderful oratoricals. They have a $1 million silver spoon. Hitler was able to convince the German people through his expounds teachings that led the whole nation of Germany to defeat. In verse 9 it says, as we said before, so I say now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that we have received, let him be an accursed. A-C-C-U-R-S-E-D. It's a cursed gospel. Stay away from it. don't get involved with that foolishness. Amen? Now, in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, the Bible says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life, which is the word of God, obeying God, humbling yourself to God, fighting the good fight of faith, grace, mercy, reconciliation, sanctification, justification. That's the true gospel. Minister of deliverance. And he says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life, God's word. Death is disobedience to God's word. Blessings and cursing. So both of them, you get blessing or you get a curse. Now, that's in the Bible. That's in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. This is nothing that I'm making up. This is scripture. That both thou and thy seed may live. Thy seed may live. Thy seed. Do you have the seed of Yeshua in you, the true seed? In Romans 9:8, it says, that is they which are the children of the flesh, which brings curses. They are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. And that seed is Jesus of Nazareth, his true word. Now, in Genesis chapter 24, verse 1, go get your pen and piece of paper now, because I'm not quoting these verses to be quoting them. I'm quoting them for a reason. In Genesis chapter 24, verse 1, it says, the blessings of Abraham cover all things. And Abraham was old and was stricken in age. And the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. God wants to bless you today in all things. Amen? Now, a curse brings death, physical death. A curse bring diseases. A curse bring drought in your life, famine in your life, destruction in your life, deceit in your life, deportation from the Holy Ghost is not there, and brings disgrace on you. But a blessing brings life, brings health, brings true prosperity. When I say true prosperity, I have to be careful to say this word because there are a lot of Christians that don't know the Bible, and when you say prosperity, they say, cover no dollar. They don't know nothing else. Could they run to that gospel? That's not a gospel. Prosperity, in 3 John, I wish above all that you prosper, even your soul prosper. Prosperity is being in good health, having God meeting all your needs. The Lord says he want to meet. I don't want to be rich. The Bible said, don't you know that the rich seek not to become rich? That's in the Bible. When you become rich, you're full of perditions. You won't pray to God. You got everything you want. Why you want to pray to God? You can go buy a woman, go do this, go. But you're going to pay for it after death. It's going to bring a curse. Abundance is a blessing from God. Safety, you're protected by the Lord. Now, this has happened to me many times on the interstate. I've had cars come so close to me, and it's like something took the steering wheel to just maneuver me out of it. I'm not lying in the name of Jesus. I was walking in Jamaica on the wrong side of the street, and something lifted me up. What about if I was living in sin? But I would have had that grace. God extends mercy and grace. Brothers and sisters, don't let the devil rob you tonight. Receive the blessings of God. If there's things that you're going to learn tonight that's going to put you in a curse, rebuke it. Get rid of it. Claim your blessings and break the curse based on Galatians 3:13. It brings safety, peace, rest, and happiness. These are what blessings bring. Now, our Lord and Savior, Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, who doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. When you are cursed, you are oppressed of the devil. You are oppressed of the devil because you've given the devil a legal right to come into your life. Jesus has the last word about any curse, because he says in Matthew 5:43 and Matthew 5:44, write this down. I want you to go back home and study it. Jesus has the last word about a curse. In Matthew 5:43 and 44, he says, ye have heard that it had been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say unto you, watch this now, love your enemies, bless them that curse you. A person can curse you. Bless them. That gets the curse away from you. They say something bad about you, brother, I bless you in the name of Jesus. Just bless them. That'll remove the curse. Do good to them that hate you. That's how you won't get caught up in the curse. I've had people hating me, calling me on the phone, telling me that I'm a heretic because I'm saying that Donald Trump is not a Christian. Matter of fact, Donald Trump put a curse on Ivanka. Let me say this again. Donald Trump put a curse on Ivanka, on all of his children when he committed adultery. Anytime a man has sex outside his wife, and he's supposed to be so-called a Christian, which he's not a Christian, has put a curse on his children. The Bible says that. And the Bible is real. Anytime a man who's married go and have sex with another woman, he's put a curse on his children back at that house. Donald J. Trump has put a curse on Ivanka and all of them. 2 Peter, tell this to Trump, any Trump lovers out there, you Trumpers, go to 2 Peter 2:14, because there's some stubborn people. There are Christians who have been blinded. He put a curse on his own children. 2 Peter 2:14, that the Bible said that he put a curse on them, Donald Trump. He was caught, you know, with another woman in the tabloids and telling women he can grab them by the PUS, you know, these things on TV, and he said these things, and he's a Christian. I ain't going for it. I'm calling him out. No, he ain't. And any man that's born again and accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, having sex outside his wife puts curses on their children. Where is that written at? You ready? 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 14. Sell that to the Trump lovers out there. Having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, a heart they have exercised with covet practices, cursed children. So any of you husbands out there, you know, and you say you're a Christian and you go on sleeping with another woman, you're putting a curse on your daughter, your child, and you don't even know it. And that's sad. Now the reasons for curses from God is in Daniel chapter 9, or some people left, some Trumpers left. I can tell Trump supporters, they did leave. Boom, go did like that. They gone. Anytime you say Trump and scriptures, they scatter. I have never seen nothing like this in my life. Trumpers. I know I get rid of them. They don't want to hear the truth. They've been blind. God bless them. But Daniel chapter 9, verse 11 says there are reasons for curses from God, transgressions and disobedience of God's law. See, when you disobey God's law, a curse will come on you. Amen? The first curse in the Bible is in Genesis 3:14. The first curse. That's right. The first curse that's in the Bible is in Genesis 3:14. To the serpent. Cursed. C-U-R-S-E-D. C-U-R-S-E-D. God cursed the serpent for allowing Satan for coming into him. So we're all accountable until we know the Bible. Now, when you know the Bible, then you're accountable for it. I did not know that my mama had me out of wedlock until I was 41 years old. And before that, man, I struggled with finances. I struggled paying my bills. I struggled trying to get a place to stay. I couldn't stay in apartments. Every time I would get good money on my job, it'd be gone. I mean, I suffered from this thing all the way till I broke the curse when I was 41 years of age, and things start changing to me. To the serpent, cursed above all animals. God put a curse on the serpent. He says, will crawl on belly and eat dust. The head will be crushed. The serpent was an upright creature, and it talked to Adam and Eve. It talked to Eve. Eve talked to it. Well, how did Eve get to talk to it? She saw her husband do it. And then the second curse, that's in Genesis 3:16. We're talking about curses from Genesis. We ain't even got through with the rest of the Bible. We're going to get through it tonight. But in Genesis 3:16, God put a curse on the woman. He says, to the woman, greatly increased pain and childbearing, desire for a husband will be ruled over you. Then in Genesis 3:17 and 18, God cursed the ground. To the ground, cursed because of Adam. Hard to produce good food, easy to produce thorns. And then in Genesis 3:17 and 19, to the man, painful toils and sweaty work to produce food. That's why we got to go to work now. And if you don't go to work, you ain't going to eat in 2 Thessalonians 3:10. If a man shall not work, he shall not eat. So we see the first curse spoken by man. And then we see in Genesis chapter 9, verse 25, Genesis chapter 9, verse 25, and Noah said, cursed be Canaan, a servant and servant shall he be unto his brother. God put a curse on him from killing his brother. Then we see the Jews cursing themselves and their children, the Jewish people. Now, not the Jewish people that's alive today, but their ancestors put a curse on them. So if you are Jewish, you need to accept the Messiah. He is your Savior, because salvation comes for the Gentile first, and then it comes for the Gentile. In Matthew 27, verse 25, let his, Jesus' blood be on us and on our children. Give us Barabbas. They put a curse on themselves doing Christ like that. Now, those who are wicked, wicked people, like Donald Trump, that's a wicked man. Wicked. Idi Amin, wicked. Adolf Hitler, wicked. Jeffrey Dahmer, wicked. Hitler, wicked. When you are wicked, you're cursed. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 33, the Bible says, the Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked. So if you want a curse, be wicked. Now, our mouth can get us in a whole lot of trouble with curses. We're gonna go to that, but I want to just emphasize James 3, 9, and 10. With the tongue we curse men, out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursing with his mouth. Proverbs 18, 21, death and life is in the power of the tongue. We're going to go through that tonight and show you scriptures that you can speak a curse on your blessing if you don't say the right words. Okay? Now, let's get to the thing. Let's look at Satan wants to put a curse on the children of Israel. Balak wanted to speak a curse on the children of Israel. So a person can speak a curse. This is why you don't let nobody speak nothing over you, especially a physical, a physician, pharmaceutical. The snake is deceptive. Do you know that all medications won't cure you? Jeremiah 46:11. Pharmaceutical. Now watch this. I want you to go to Numbers chapter 22. We're going to read Numbers chapter 22, verse 11. Okay, King James Version, Numbers chapter 22, verse 17. In the King James Version of Numbers chapter 22, 17 reads, For I will certainly honor you gently, and I will do whatsoever you say to me. Therefore, please come, curse this people for me. He went to Balaam and told Balaam to curse the children of Israel for him. So a person can speak a curse over you. You have to be and have the mind of Christ, Philippians, 1 Corinthians 2:16 and Philippians 2:5, where you are sensitive to the Holy Spirit, where when someone speaks something that's contrary to Scripture, you don't need to receive it. Now, I was at my doctor, Dr. Lohman. That's my doctor in Fayetteville Medical Center. And Dr. Lohman told me, well, so far you ain't got diabetes. You may get it in 2 more years. I looked right in his face. I said, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I do not believe that. I send that back. I didn't put it on him. I said, I send it back to Satan speaking through your ignorance. He said, what are you talking about? I said, don't worry about it. I just blocked myself from you being used by the devil. What about if I would have accepted that? Okay, well, I'm going to have diabetes in 2 years. I'm 63 and still don't have it and won't have it because I broke the curse off of my bloodline. Now, the history of blessed and cursing, please write this down because I will be here 7 hours if I had to go through all of the scriptures. I don't. I want you to go to blessings. That's in Leviticus chapter 26, verse 1. Oh, my sister Marsha, amen. Sister Marsha, hey. I want you to go to Leviticus chapter 26, 1 through 13 speaks of all the blessings. Leviticus chapter 26, 1 through 13. Now write that down. Okay, now I want you to go to Leviticus for the curse for being disobedient is in Leviticus chapter 26, verse 14 through 39. Let me say this again. We're doing a chronological events of the history of blessing and cursing in the Bible. The blessings is in Leviticus chapter 26, verse 1 through 13. Amen. Again, blessings is in Leviticus chapter 26, verse 1 through 13. And then we go to Leviticus for the curse for being disobedient is in Leviticus chapter 26, verse 14 through 39. Now, the punishment for these types of sins are written in Leviticus chapter 20, verse 1 through 29. Now, I want you to know that your soul can have a curse, your emotions. You can have a curse of your soul. Did you realize that? Huh? Yes. That's a self-proclaimed curse. Now, I'm going to show you what a self-proclaimed curse is. This is when you put it on yourself out of ignorance. The Bible says, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. It's 11:47 tonight. I got 9 neighbors want to hear. They don't have internet, and they want to come into my house, go into my living room, and I got it streaming live from my TV. Please give me the opportunity to open the door for my neighbors. Give me a couple of seconds, and I will be right back. I got 12 people and the doorbell just ringing. They want to hear. Now, go to the book of Acts. Please write this down. I want you to write everything down on a pen and a piece of paper. I want you to turn to Acts chapter 23, verse 12. Turn to your Bibles to Acts chapter 23, verse 12. 12. Amen. And this is a self-proclaimed curse. This is in the Bible. You can put a curse on yourself, not even knowing it, out of ignorance. Acts chapter 23. And we're going to go to verse 12. And when it was day, certain of the Jews band together and bound themselves under a curse, saying that they would rather eat nor drink till they have killed Paul. That's a self-proclaimed curse. You are so mad at a person that you put a curse on yourself. Now, I want you to go to Acts chapter 23, verse 14, and it adds some more to this. In Acts chapter 23, verse 14, it says, "And they came to the chief priests and elders and say, we have bound ourselves under a great curse, that we will eat nothing until we have slain Paul." That's a person so vindictive, so evil, that they put a curse on themselves trying to hurt somebody else. Now, your soul can be cursed. Let me explain that to you. We're going to go to Job 31, chapter 30. We're talking about generational curses tonight. Amen? We're going to go to Job 31, verse 30. King James Version, Job chapter 31, verse 30. Now, I'm going to read this. King James Version, Job chapter 31, verse 30. Now, watch this. This, a lot of Christians deal with this, and they don't even know that they deal with it. In Job 31, 30, "Neither have I suffered my mouth to sin." See, our mouth can get us in sin if it don't line up with the word of God. "Neither have I suffered my mouth to sin by wishing a curse to my soul." Do you know you can wish a curse to your soul out of ignorance? Don't do that. Please don't do that. Now, we have another history of curses and blessing, and then back at curses, in Deuteronomy. In the book of Deuteronomy, write this down, because you're going to have to go and study this. I can't read all of this. I'll be here at 5 o'clock in the morning. There's so much about this information that I have. So I want you to write it down and go read it. Study for curses, Deuteronomy 27:15. Matter of fact, I'll read some of them. Deuteronomy 27:15. Deuteronomy 27:15. "Cursed be the man that maketh any graven and molten images, an abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hand of the craftsmen, and putteth it in a secret place, and all the people shall answer and say, Amen. Cursed be he that set it light by his father or his mother, and all the people shall say, Amen." Deuteronomy 27:17. "Cursed be he that removeth his neighbor's landmark, and all the people shall say, Amen." Deuteronomy 27:18. "Cursed be he that maketh the blind to wander out of the way, and all the people shall say, Amen." Verse 19 of Deuteronomy 27:19. "Cursed be he that prevented the judgment of the stranger, fatherless and widow, and all the people shall say, Amen." Verse 20, "Cursed be he that lieth with his father's wife, because the uncovering of his father's skirts, and all the people shall say, Amen." This is some devious stuff. You may not be doing this, but there are people in the world that's doing it. That's why it's in the Bible. Verse 21, "Cursed be he that lieth with a manner of beast, and all the people shall say, Amen." That's having sex with animals. I've had people overseas in Scotland, overseas in far countries, of men having sex with sheep. It's a curse. "Cursed be he that lieth with his sister or daughter or his father or the daughter of his mother, and the people shall say, Amen." You don't sleep with your sister and your cousin, your uncle. That has happened. I've had people say they fall in love because I said, you're a liar. That's your bloodline. How are you going to love something that's part of your bloodline? You ain't meant to do that. Then in Deuteronomy 27:23, it says, "Cursed be he that lied with his mother-in-law, and all the people shall say, Amen." 24, "Cursed be he that smited his daughter sincerely, and all the people shall say, Amen." Cursed be he that taketh reward to slay an innocent person. And all the people just say, amen, killing somebody who ain't done nothing wrong. That's a curse. You don't never hear T.D. Jakes quoting any of these scriptures or Joel Osteen or Jesse Duplantis. Swallowings and swallowings and swallowings. That's what you get. Here you get scripture. I ain't trying to entertain you. I'm trying to educate you spiritually so you can recognize that these things are real when we disobey God and break his commandments, man. Then we got to the blessings in Deuteronomy 28. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I commanded thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. If we hear the voice of Christ, learn to hear his voice. Learn to get your spiritual ears in tune to hear your Savior. I had a wonderful experience today. I was putting Brother Alvin Bernard on, and we was on Facebook, and I heard Jermaine Edwards bring some word, man, and he was singing that song. Really hit me, and I felt like a rushing wind came over me because I was real, I was crying because I was telling God, I'm sorry for my sin. And I just cried out to God, and I felt a rushing wind come over me. It was the most beautiful thing I ever experienced. My hair stood up on my off the hair of my arms. And I just felt so peaceful. And God was rewarding me for my truly repentance to him. Truly repent tonight if you've been under a curse. If you don't even know that you've been under a curse, still repent. And we're going to say a prayer to break that thing tonight. Amen. So as you go along, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, nothing but blessings in there, okay? Now, let's get to the part where Christians, everyday, ordinary Christians, put a curse on themselves. Now, I'm going to say something. Elijah the prophet spoke a curse on some children because they mocked him. This is the man of God. Words are very powerful. Let me say this again. Words are very powerful. Amen? Get it in your spirit. Words are very powerful. Take to your Bible. And I want you to turn to 2 Kings. 2 Kings, chapter 2. Words are very powerful. That's the key. Watch what you say. Watch your confession. Wait on the Lord. Let not your mouth speak before the Spirit in you. The Apostle Paul says he served Christ through his Spirit in Romans chapter 1. In his spirit, not your emotions, not your fleshly mind. Watch what you say. Words are very, very powerful. Let me give you an example, 2 Kings chapter 2. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 23. This is Elijah the prophet now. This is a prophet of God. And some children was doing some bad things to him. Now, this is in the Bible. I didn't make this up. Turn to 2 Kings. I want you to go to the Bible. Straight scripture. I'm about straight scripture. I'm not about entertaining nobody. Instructions from God. The word of God is a manual. B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving Christ. Never forget that. Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth. Bible. 2 Kings 2:23. And he, watch this, let's go back to 2 Kings chapter 2:19. And the man of the city said to Elijah, behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant. as my Lord seeth, but the waters is not and the ground barren. And he said, bring me a new curse. Look at this now. And he said, bring me a new curse and put salt therein. And they brought it to him. Elijah broke the curse. Now, Elijah was a prophet in the Old Testament. He didn't have the blood atonement of Jesus to break curses because Christ broke curses in Galatians 3:13. Cursed is he who hangeth on a tree. Christ became a curse that we may inherit the blessings of Abraham. Remember that. So Elijah, through his time, Christ wasn't there. He was under the law. So he used salt. Jesus is the salt of the earth, and he broke curses at Golgotha. Let me explain that. So he says, and he said, bring me a new curse and put salt therein, and they brought it to him. And he went forth unto the springs of the waters and cast the salt in there. That was Jesus. And said, thus says the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from there any more death or barren land. Jesus is the salt of the earth. So the prophet Elijah used the salt of the earth to bring that water clean and break that curse. So the waters was healed unto this day, according to the saying of Elijah, which he spoke. And he went up from there unto Bethel, B-E-T-H-E-L. And as he was going up by the way, there came forth little children out of the city, watch this now, and mocked, M-O-C-K-E-D, and mocked him, and said unto him, go up, thou bald head, go up, thou bald head. This is the prophet of God now. This is children harassing him. I didn't write this. This is in the Bible. And he turned back and looked on them and cursed them in the name of the Lord. You can curse a person in the name of the Lord if you're a prophet, an apostle. I curse in the name of the Lord Donald Trump. I curse him in the name of Jesus. I don't want him to be president. I curse him in the name of Jesus. Be careful. You got to be led of the Lord now. You just can't speak a curse on a person. This is justifiable. I curse him, Donald J. Trump, in the name of Jesus. I curse him. He's wicked. He don't represent my Savior. Selling Bibles, lying to people, committing adultery, a convicted felon, so-called Christians, the other gospelists, another Jesus, ignorant Christians supporting this foolishness. I curse him in the name of Jesus. So the man of God did the same thing. And he went up from there into Bethel. Now watch this now. And he went forth, and then the water was healed. So the water was healed this day according to the sayings of Elijah, which he spoke. And he went up there and to Bethel, and he was going up by the way. There came four little children out of the city and mocked him and said unto him, go up, thou bald head, go up, thou bald head. And he turned back and looked on them and cursed them in the name of the Lord. And there came forth two she-bears, two female bears, out of the woods and tear 40, F-O-R-T-Y, 40 and two children of them. And he went from there to Mount Carmel, and from there he returned to Samaria. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I curse Donald J. Trump. I curse you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. You're not stealing my country. You're not bringing no lies to the presidency of the United States. I curse you in the name of Jesus. Wicked dog. Wicked. And people that like something like that is wicked. Now watch this before we close. Your mouth is your worst enemy if you don't watch what you say. Words. The power of words, both blessings and curses, are usually expressed in words, what you say, spoken, written, or inwardly. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I'm an apostle. I curse this man for being president. I don't want this man. I can do that. The Lord told me you can do. Be led of the Lord to do that. You just can't do that to anybody. This man is not fit in the kingdom of God. I don't want this man taking my country. This is my country. I don't want this man lying to people, getting them in office, more lies, and y'all keep believing these lies. He's the father of all lies. Who's the father of lies? Satan. He's of his father. That man ain't no Christian. Oh, he cursed Donald Trump. He ain't saved. He ain't saved. Will you pray for him? People call me and say, well, Pastor, pray for him. That man don't want no prayer. He wants power. He wants to take words and make you believe that he's going to do something for you. He ain't going to do nothing for you. He wants to get in office to save himself from going to prison. And it's sad that the American population believes such foolishness. They don't know the Bible. They don't know the Bible. But words can mess you up. Don't hurt yourself with words. Spoken words, written or inwardly utters. These are not ordinary words. They are charged with supernatural power. They belong to the invisible spiritual realm, which holds forces that can ultimately shape our destiny, even the physical realm of the day. In 2 Corinthians 4:18, it says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. You can say something and curse yourself. That's right. The power of words, reckless words, pierce a soul, Proverbs 12:18. Now, I'm going to show you how powerful words are. See, I said it because I want you to know the Lord told me, said, I curse Donald J. Trump in the name of Jesus. I curse him from coming out from being president. You will not be president in the name of Jesus. You are a child of Satan. I would never do that to a spirit-filled believer. That's my brother in Christ. Jesus used words as an example to show us that the same words Jesus used, he said, what I should do, you should do. Look what Jesus did to a tree. Now, this is in Matthew chapter 21, verse 18. We're going to close with this. Matthew chapter 21, verse 18, and tomorrow at 11 o'clock, we're going to pick back up with curses. We got a whole lot to deal with. In Matthew chapter 21, verse 18 through 22, it says, now in the morning as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And the present the fig tree withered. Christ spoke a curse on it. Mark 11:23 says, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. I believe in the Lord Jesus of Nazareth. I would never speak a curse on my brothers and sisters in Christ. A wicked, perverted man? Yes, I will, because he's the enemy of my Savior. He's the enemy. He don't want to repent. God does not want you under a curse, not with your own mouth. Please, don't do that. The Bible says the words of a wise man are gracious. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 12. Now, the Bible also says that the tongue bringeth healing as a tree of life, but a deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. This is why I don't like Donald Trump. He know he lying. He's still lying, and still so-called born-again Christians are believing this idiot. That man ain't not, he's not saved. I'm speaking a curse on a child of Satan. He does not want salvation. He wants power. That man ain't saved. And y'all get upset. He cursed Donald Trump. Yeah, I did. Tell everybody I did it. Tell Omega Man Radio I did it. Tell James Jones I did it. Tell Brother Paul I did it. Tell him. He ain't saved. Watch what you say. You got power. The tongue has power with life and death. So don't say nothing negative that's going to mess up your blessing. Let me give you an example. These are curses that people say every day when people call me. Brother Emmett, it's driving me crazy. I can't take it no more. It makes me mad to think about it. Whether there's a bug, I get it. I'm sick and tired. You're speaking curses on you. It ruined the whole family, so I guess I'm next. You just told a curse to come on in. Come on in with that mouth. I don't think I'd ever get nothing. I'm always messed up. I'll be messed up all my life. Well, you just spoke it. You just spoke it by your words. Amen. I'll never make ends meet. My father had the same problem. Hell, I guess I'll catch it too. That's an invoked curse on yourself with words. Don't do it. Amen? Now, we're going to say a prayer because we're going to go and close now. And if you have said any spoken curses, if you've been born out of wedlock, we will deal with that tomorrow. That's right. Everybody say the Apostle Oberlin spoke a curse on Donald Trump. I curse him this day. I don't want him in president. I don't like evil. He's evil. And don't you Christians who love him call me because you ain't no Christians. You're blind and you can't tell truth from untruth. I dealt with James Jones 7 years. James Jones, AT&T employee, 7 years. Still loving Donald Trump. That man ain't no Christian. Y'all done got tricked by this man. The man done hid evidence from you. Had that affair with Stormy there and covered it up. Y'all Christians talking about evangelicals, talking about you, he's a Christian. He ain't no Christian. Don't come with me with that mess. Not with me, because I see straight through him. And you can see straight through people with the Holy Ghost. Don't believe no lie. Believe God's word is truth. Amen? So, if you had a curse on you, you don't know it, let's go and rededicate ourselves to the Lord. Now, don't you go speaking on curses because I did it because the Lord told me to do it. And I have to obey God. I can do it. I'm an apostle. I can operate under apostleship. Elijah did it. My Savior did it to a Christmas, to a fig tree. I can do it. If he tells me to do it, I did it. Be careful. Don't do what I do. You're not in my position. Now, let's repent of any curses that we have had in our life tonight. Heavenly Father, I repent of any sins in my life or my ancestors' lives that have resulted in a curse. I repent of all disobedience, rebellion, perversion, witchcraft, idolatry, lust, adultery, fornication, mistreatment of others, murder, cheating, sorcery, divination, and occult involvement. I ask for your forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of Jesus of Nazareth. The Lord Jesus of Nazareth, take authority over and break any and every curse upon my life. The Lord Jesus of Nazareth, break all curses of poverty, lack, debt, destruction, sickness, death, and vagabondism. The Lord Jesus, break all curses of rejection, pride, rebellion, lust, hurt, incest, rape, Ahab, Jezebel, following Donald Trump, following the Republican Party, following Democrats, following anything that's not of Christ, the Lord Jesus break these curses. The Lord Jesus of Nazareth break curses that's affecting my finances, my mind, my sexual character on my mother's side and on my father's side all the way back to Adam and Eve. The Lord Jesus Christ breath every curse that I don't know in the name of Jesus. Lord, break these curses as I believe in you. Break these curses, for it is written, I have been redeemed from the curse of the law by the sacrifice of Jesus of Nazareth. I exercise my faith in the blood of Jesus of Nazareth and loose myself and my descendants from any and every curse. I claim forgiveness through the blood of Jesus for the sins of the fathers. All of my sins have been remitted. I loose myself from the curses that came as a result of all disobedience and rebellion to the word of God. This day, I break all curses on me now. In Jesus of Nazareth's name, you pray, amen. If you've done that, you have broken curses. Get with me tomorrow. We're going to go back. We got a lot of things to talk about. Cursed objects in your house. Things you bring overseas and bring some stuff in your house that's not of God. We're going to talk about the bastard, the seed, the generational curse, the generation of lust. There's a lot of things that the Bible says about generational curses. May the Lord Jesus of Nazareth bless you. I don't like evil. Psalms 97:10 say, hate that which is evil. I am defending my life. Donald Trump is not a Christian. I've been prophesying and saying this for 15 years. No, for 10 years. And after November 5th, I won't have to say it no more because he won't win the election. In the name of Jesus, we ask to keep this ignorant, unsaved man away from America. I speak against this demonic man that's controlled by Satan and his demons. By the blood of Jesus, I rebuke this foolishness away from my country, that I'm an American, And I believe the Jesus of Nazareth loves America, and yet America is sinful. And I pray that this country turn away from its hate and its anger and its racism and its evil to the true Lord and Savior, Jesus of Nazareth, we pray. Amen. You can't trust the Supreme Court. You can't trust no senator. You can't trust no Democrat. You can't trust no Republican. You can't trust no independent. Your trust is in the Lord Jesus of Nazareth. It's not in Jesse Duplantis. It's not in Joel Osteen. It's not in Juanita Bynum. It's not in Creflo Dollar. It's not in T.D. Jakes. It is not in none of these clowns. Study the Bible for yourself. Stop following these pastors who have these big mega churches because they're all full of evil, and follow the leading of the Holy Ghost. Follow the Holy Ghost. Submit to the Holy Ghost. Read your word for yourself. Stop looking up to men and look up to God. Respect the position of the pastor, but that doesn't mean you got to idolize these men. We all sin. We all came short of the glory of God, and ain't none of them perfect. None of them, not including me, because all have came short of the glory of God. If this has been a blessing to you, please sow a seed, and I want to thank Sammy Oslis for keeping us on air. God bless that brother. I want to thank Brother Tiro, Brother Tommy, Sister Durden. I don't have a lot of people who give. I have a very few. I thank all of them who sowed a seed. You sow a seed. I don't ask for $10,000 and $4,000. Someone gave $10. I thank them for who it was. God bless them. Whatever you can do to keep me on air, I'm not controversial. I'm scripture. I don't like politics. I don't like Republicans. I don't like Democrats. I don't like evil, period. I don't like no evil. I hate racism. Racism is a spirit. I've been fighting it before I was saved. I'm fighting it now as a deliverance minister. I don't like evil. Donald J. Trump is the epitome of all evil. God bless you. Please sow a seed at www.livedeliverance.com. You can go to our PayPal site on the lower left-hand corner and sow a seed. I'm not Democrat. I'm not Republican. Joe Biden's a Catholic. I ain't with that because I was former Catholic. Jesus is the Son of God because you got two evils to vote for. Go for the lesser because we got a two-party system, and that's a different story. But please, don't cast your vote on a man who has committed adultery, a man who said that he get in office, he's going to be a dictator for one day, he's going to rip the Constitution of the United States. That man is serious about this. He has Leviathan written all over him. Do not waste your vote for ignorant trash such as Donald Trump. Go to www.livedeliverance.com. On the lower left hand of the icon, you can sow a seed to keep us on air. Shalom, God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow.